Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, October 12, 2009. A Palestinian man dies of wounds sustained 6 months ago, and Israeli bulldozers demolished 2 houses in Jerusalem. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources reported that 17-year-old Mehdi Abu Ayyash from the town of Beit Umar near the southern West Bank city of Hebron was pronounced dead Monday morning at Al Ahli Hospital in Hebron. The source added that the boy was clinically dead for the past 6 months after being shot by Israeli troops. Local sources reported that Israeli troops positioned at the entrance of the town, which declared a day of mourning and a general strike. In Jerusalem, Israeli bulldozers, backed by a contingent of Israeli soldiers, demolished a home in Beit Hanina neighborhood and destroyed the foundation of another Monday morning. The homeowner, Amjad al-Tariqi, a Jerusalem resident, was detained and handcuffed as he attempted to stop the demolition of his house. The destroyed house was recently built and was home to a family of 5 members. Israeli police claimed that the house was built without proper building permits. On the political level, Sami Abu Zuhri, media spokesperson of the Hamas movement, stated that the Sunday speech of President Mahmoud Abbas is filled with contradictions, misinformation, and lies. During his speech on Sunday, Abbas claimed his motives behind the delay of discussing the Goldstone report on the war on Gaza is that he wanted to ensure more support to the report during the UN vote. Abu Zuhri described Abbas's claims as, quote, unacceptable lies, end quote, saying that 33 out of 47 countries intended to vote for the report. In the meantime, Human Rights Watch demanded Israel in a report published Sunday to immediately lift restrictions on the Gaza Strip that have left students, especially in public schools, without textbooks and the most basic school supplies such as pens and notebooks. The report stated, quote, Israel's blockade affects every aspect of life in Gaza and is even preventing students from having basic school supplies. Israel has been tightly blocking the Gaza Strip since June 2006, with occasional lift of the blockade and the crossings for a limited amount of time. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by George Hashmawi.